In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
We continue, brothers and sisters, in the bright joy of Christ's holy resurrection, which is, at its heart, the celebration of the death of death and the destruction of hell, and the opening wide the doors of an eternal and everlasting kingdom. That bright and songful and shouting joy and holy exuberance was in full glory on Pascha night, and even again last night at Great Vespers. It is today the third Sunday of Pascha, and it's back to the tomb to celebrate the risen Lord and the holy myrrh-bearing women. There they were told, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you mourn the incorrupt amid corruption?" They were invited, even in their state of dread and confusion and fear, not to mourn, but to rejoice. They were told, in effect, "Don't worry, be happy." But that's not a message that comes easily to many of us. Don't worry, be happy. We say instead, "Oh, please don't take my worry away. Oh, please don't try to remove my grief, my heavy heartedness. I need my worry. I need my sadness. I rely on my misery. I feast on it, on that. I couldn't be happy if I wasn't miserable about something. Woe is me. Woe defines me." But how can that be? We are Christians. We are Christians. And they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love, and by our joy, by our joy. Our joy in something beyond the ordinary drudge. Our joy in something beyond this earthly grind. Our joy in Jesus, our Jesus, your Jesus, my Jesus, our precious, sweet Lord. The myrrh bearers weren't revved up about the death of death and the destruction of hell. And for us as well, those aspects of the faith may seem abstractions for the most part until we or a loved one are at death's door. What lifted the myrrh bearers was that their Jesus was alive. Jesus was alive, their Lord lives. And here's a little verse about the myrrh-bearing women, titled "The Myrrh-Bearers." How they loved Jesus, these women who came to the sepulcher on that sad day. How heavy their hearts, and how great their surprise when they found the huge stone rolled away. And yet when an angel proclaimed to the women that Jesus no longer was dead, how great was their joy. He arose from the grave, as he said. That was from a Hallmark card. But it's very good, by a lady named Kay Andrew. It's very simple and direct. How they loved Jesus. How they loved Jesus, these women who came to the sepulcher. He was dead, now he is alive. They were lost without him. They were in darkness and despair. But no more, not now. The Lord lives. He is risen as he said. Their life is alive. The myrrh bearers believed and saw with their own eyes. These humble and great women themselves became the first apostles. They themselves became the apostles to the apostles. They were the first sent, the first responders. The first sent to the ones who would be sent to the whole world. The first messengers to the messengers. And of course, what happened at first? The apostles did not believe them. The men who would take the message at first did not believe the message. Their thoughts blocked them. The apostles' thoughts blocked them, prevented them. So it is with us. Why do we not fully embrace the risen Lord? Why do we not fully embrace the joy of the risen Lord, the joy of Pascha? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Where are our thoughts? Seeking life among dead things? As the elder Paisias said, if not for our thoughts, we would have made great spiritual progress. If not for our thoughts. If not for our thoughts, we could be a saint already. If not for our thoughts. Thoughts of gloom, of worldly care and woe. And that's something to think about. That our thoughts are holding us back. But for today, on this continuing bright day of the third Sunday of Pascha, let us think about good people. Good thoughts. Good thoughts about good people. The holy myrrh-bearing women. And the noble Joseph of Arimathea, a great rich man. In a time lacking in heroes, here are some heroes to be honored and admired and celebrated. Let us love the myrrh bearers. Let us love the myrrh bearers who love the Lord. Let us love how they were faithful in the beginning and in the end. And indeed a bitter end, which turned out to be an awesome new beginning. Being faithful in the beginning is common. Being faithful at the start of things is normal. Being happy and excited about the faith at the start. But it is persistence and faithfulness to the end in the face of temptation and adversity which gains the prize, which assures the victory and confirms the legacy. And this is indeed the legacy of the myrrh-bearing women, a legacy of love and of determination. Determination. Brothers and sisters, we need more of their determination in our faith, in our life, and especially in our love for Christ. Theirs was a determined love for Christ. We need a more determined love for Christ to be resolved in the risen Lord. He is risen as he said he would be. And if we truly believe that is true, that the Lord Jesus is true, is truly is who he said he is, and that he lives and has opened the door to eternal life for us, for each and every one of us, then there's real cause to rejoice. There's real cause to rejoice. Then there's a real reason to shout. Then there's a time to really celebrate. And that time is now. That time is now, and that time has come. We don't need to roll away the stone. The stone was rolled away for us by our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.